Unit 4.
단문 독해.
1. Picasso claimed that all children are born artists. The truth is that children are more willing to express their creative thoughts because they aren't afraid of being wrong. But they don't remain creative as they grow up because they are taught not to be. The national education system makes students hold back and be fearful of freely expressing their opinions and thoughts. They unconsciously come to believe that mistakes are the worst thing. By the time they are adults, they've become too frightened to truly express themselves. Because of the national education system, students are afraid of making mistakes, which causes them to hide their creative ideas. Two. Everyone in my class was a real character. The person next to me was such a hard worker that he knew every English idiom in the book by heart. The girl in the back had a serious sweet tooth, and she always brought candy for everyone. And then there was the joker, who loved to pull my leg. One day, he made me think the teacher was mad at me and wanted to see me after class. It wasn't until I asked the teacher about it that I realized it was a joke. 3. Many people believe that whether an egg's shell is white or brown has something to do with the quality, flavor, or nutritional value of the egg. Actually, this is a false assumption. Instead, shell color simply depends on the breed of the hen that laid it. All eggs taste the same and share a similar nutritional value, regardless of what they may look like on the outside. 4. Hundreds of years ago, scientists simply made guesses about how the world worked based on beliefs they already held. But Galileo Galilei was different. He is considered one of the earliest modern scientists because he helped introduce the idea of the experiment to scientific study. Using objective experiments instead of guesses and unproven beliefs, he discovered many things about the Earth and our solar system. Unlike most scientists of his time, Galileo Galilei relied on objective experiments rather than unproven beliefs and guesses. 5. I've seen a lot of people with low self-esteem these days. Until they get rid of their poor self-image, they'll never be able to become better people. If you have low self-esteem, you must understand that you're the only one who can make yourself a winner rather than a loser. One way to do this is with your words. Words can be like seeds. Plant them by speaking positively, and they will grow into self-confidence. Speaking positively will cause your self-esteem to improve.
수능 독해.
1. Red squirrels are a native species in the United Kingdom. However, for many years, they have been threatened by American gray squirrels, an invasive species which was introduced into the United Kingdom more than 100 years ago. But in recent years, there have been some positive signs that red squirrels can survive with some help from human beings. The Red Squirrel Survival Trust is leading the campaign to stabilize the red squirrel population and eventually make it grow. Our organization is delighted to be involved in the efforts to raise money and to make the citizens of the United Kingdom aware of this important environmental situation. Together, we can protect red squirrels and save them from extinction. 2. For more than 20 years, archaeologists have been finding the fossils of predators in a Spanish cave. After discovering more than 18,000, they tried to understand why so many existed in a single location. They inferred that there was a visible opening in the ground through which creatures could fall into the cave. Nevertheless, most animals were smart enough to avoid falling into it. However, some young adult predators likely entered the hole voluntarily, possibly searching for food or water. They became trapped and died of starvation, the smell of their rotting bodies attracting more predators into the cave and to their deaths. This situation may have happened again and again, causing a vicious cycle. As the number of rotting bodies increased, the number of hungry predators they attracted likely did as well. This is probably why nearly 98% of the remains belonged to healthy young adult predators. Three. In many parts of the world, ginger has been an important medicinal tool for centuries. People in countries like India and China have used it in the treatment of indigestion, nausea, and vomiting. Recently, the Western world has taken an interest in ginger as well. Experts are conducting studies on the spice to test its effects on different types of nausea, from seasickness to the feelings of discomfort and pain caused by cancer treatments. Already, scientists are beginning to recognize that ginger is the best cure for these ailments. Again and again, simple ginger pills are showing more positive results than any medicine available in pharmacies today. If this trend continues, ginger will likely soon be marketed as a popular herbal remedy in the West. 4. A utopia is a perfect society. A dystopia, on the other hand, is the opposite. In recent years, there have been many movies about dystopias, most of which have been quite successful in the box office. This is because after watching people being strictly controlled by a future government, we tend to look more closely at our own lives. If we're not careful, we think, we might end up like them. And when the people in the movie resist, it makes us feel better. We also wonder what it would be like to live in this kind of future world. Not only do we think that we would survive, we also strongly believe that we would fight back and change the world. With society being so unfair these days, thinking this way appeals to many people. 5. Some people think that only human beings commit suicide. But Rick O'Barry, who used to work with dolphins, says that one of the dolphins in his care sank to the bottom of its tank and chose to stop breathing. Certain animals, including dolphins, seem to know of their own existence. But could they really end their own lives? If a living thing realizes that an action will result in death and does it anyway, it is considered suicidal. But animals are probably not capable of this realization. Instead, depression may cause them to unintentionally bring about their own deaths. If a dog is depressed enough, it may refuse to eat until it dies. The inactivity caused by depression will lead to death, but such a death is not suicide. In fact, this kind of self-destructive behavior is not unusual in nature. 6. A team of researchers at a university recently spent some time observing the eating habits of hundreds of students in the campus cafeteria. They found that women eating together with other women were more likely to choose high-calorie foods, consuming an average of 670 calories per meal. But when women ate their meals with men, the number of calories they consumed, on average, was far less. When eating together with just one man, women ate an average of 540 calories per meal. When asked what made her order a salad rather than a hamburger, one woman replied, "I guess I just want to make him believe I'm fit and healthy." Another female student explained that eating a salad simply seemed more ladylike than biting into a big hamburger. The study suggests that young women believe eating light meals makes the opposite sex find them more appealing.